So we're here in the London Film Museum. Outside we can see the London Eye and the Thames and what have you.
And what's that voice?
We're sat here, gathered around in a little square.
Is that Phileas Fogg?
In this marvellous room, we're doing a recce of the room and the area and the place and the building in which the G2B event being held this Sunday will be taking place. We're joined here by Aid and Seb and the fat man over here.
Hello.
So as Freddie said, here we are. I can tell you, it's a beautiful, beautiful late summer, early autumn day. And it's kind of, you know, 75, 80 degrees, which is unheard of in London at this time. But I can see Big Ben and the Houses of Parliament from here. I can see the Thames, the captures on the London Eye going around. So it's a really beautiful kind of sunset coming down on London. And that's why I chose this room, because I thought this room would have a lot more sparkle and atmosphere and natural ambience than going back to a theatre. We enjoy doing it at the theatre. But I think Seb will bail me out that the acoustic in here is great, and this is a great place to have a recital as opposed to a concert.
Yeah.
And that in itself, the change of word from concert to recital, the change of venue from West End stage theatre to recital room. These are actually called the Riverside Rooms, which sounds wonderful.
Yes. Going to make it much more intimate.
Lovely echo. Chris has worked out that we don't need to have that much sound. And I've just texted that to Warren, and he said fab. So I thought that was going to be a problem. I thought MD's going to say, I want loads of fallback. But actually, you know, you put your production in around the room, hence a good site inspection. And well, we've now got an album. We all looked at the album. We now played an album last night. We opened it up and we cracked up a bottle. And, you know, I was emotional. I was crying and, you know,
bless you.
Looking at my checkbook or what was left of the bank balance. But it's all been worth it. We've done all the hard work in making the album and we've made it as really polished and professional as we can. And Sunday's not about hard work. Sunday is the enjoyment factor. It's bringing the family and friends and everyone together collectively to enjoy the music and partake of it. It's a really collaborative thing, and it's kind of quite emotional because it's a Jewish New Year and the album's arrived on a Jewish New Year, and Seb's going to be 19 next week. He's going off to music university. So loads of ripples are coming together. Now, there's a lot of spirituality in doing this. And as I become older and wiser, hopefully, I become spiritual. Your old man's becoming spiritual. But how do you feel about the whole project? How do you feel now that we've done the album, finished it, the concert coming up? You know, what's going on in your mind?
Oh, very excited for Sunday. Get up and play some music. Hopefully,
yeah. And sparkle and shine.
Yeah.
And Alan, has it been for you? You've been in from the very first recording day. You sat with Warren and I in your vows place, and I think I sensed that in your mind it was like, where are we going with this?
Yeah, definitely.
There was that going on, wasn't there? Well, it was a bit manic that day.
Manic is an understatement. We were kind of squeezed into Yuval's wonderful recording facility. And I was kind of experiencing something that I wasn't expecting and that was kind of outside of what I know.
But some of the highlights, apart from the music for Sunday night, include Warren and I being tuxed and tailed. We are in morning suits with grey striped trousers, top hats, wing collar shirts with pins and cravats and matching waistcoats.
Oh, hello. My goodness.
Sorry. Hi, how are you? This is about being a producer and thinking on your toes. When we came to book here, Maura and I had no idea that Arab Idol was going to be filming. But instead of kind of going down the track that most people would say, oh, you know, we're Jews, they're Arabs, that's not good, etc., I swiveled it all its head and thought, this could be fantastic. And my feeling is that by expressing the synergy between the music and the cultures, something may happen. I am pretty sure, and I know these Arab judges, they're big in the Arab world. They are big. You know, you think about Simon Cowell's number two in the Arab world, and he's actually a pop star, so he records his own albums and he's, you know, multi-million.
Right.
Genesis to Broadway could next go to an Arab country and we could have Arabic musicians playing with Warren and producing something for a crown prince and, you know, so music transcending borders. There's a live moment of now, people. That happened right now. That wasn't a fix or a setup. They walked in, we said hello, we set the scene.